question from our Mahaprabhu Prabhu. What does the word bhavana in Gita 2.66 refer to? How does it refer to fixed mind? Answer: the standard Sanskrit dictionaries explain that the word bhavana in Sanskrit means meditation or concentration. So what the verse literally says is that for one who is not yukta, now yukta literally means connected, self-controlled, regulated. Srila Prabhupada explains as connected with Krishna, so Krishna conscious. So, but basically one who is not yukta, connected, yukta is related with the word yoga. So one who is not connected, nasti buddhira yuktasya nacha yuktasya bhavana. One who is not connected, one who is not regulated, one who is not controlled, self-controlled, if a person cannot have an intelligence, steady intelligence, and he cannot have wisdom, buddhi means intelligence or wisdom, and he cannot have concentration or meditation. So Srila Prabhupada translates concentration or meditation as fixed mind. The confusion often arises because we are more familiar with the Hindi word of the meaning bhavana as emotions. So in many cases the Hindi or other vernacular language word like Marathi or whatever, they have similar meanings in Sanskrit as they have in these vernacular languages. But in some cases, they are different. So, for example, in Hindi or Marathi, Nirasha is considered a very negative thing. Nirasha means rejected, rejection. However, in Sanskrit, the word Nirasha is used in a positive sense as detachment. Asha hi paramam dukkham Nirasha paramam sukham. Nairashyam, Nirasha, this is used in by Pingla in her prayers in the 11th canto. And she says that desire is the cause of greatest misery, and freedom from desire is the cause of the greatest happiness. So normally, from our context, we would never equate Nirasha with happiness, or we would not consider Nirasha as related to happiness. So here there is an etymological connection, in the sense that nirasha. So nirash in vernacular language is rejection because the person has lost all hopes for happiness. Whereas in Sanskrit, the focus is that the person has become free from desire. Nirasha. So he is going to become happy. So sometimes the etymological similarities can be made out. In other cases, the etymological similarities may not be so easy to discern. For example, the word raga in Sanskrit means attachment, whereas in Marathi, raga means anger. So now you could connect that attachment leads to anger. That's a tenuous connection. So here in this case, the word bhavana as it means in Hindi is not related with the meaning of the word bhavana in Sanskrit. So it means, or bhavana here means meditation, and nasti uddhira yuktasya na cha yuktasya bhavana means that if one is not self-controlled, one cannot concentrate, which is a easy enough concept to understand. We need the basic level of self-control if we have to concentrate. The student is thinking about the next cricket match or the next movie or the next encounter with some friend or whatever, then the person cannot concentrate on his studies. So one needs some self-control for that. Thank you.